Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat. I am your host, Abdullah al-Musawi. We are looking at key number 4, and that is the protection of oneself from harm and how forbidden it is for one to cause himself harm. We do understand that the human being is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the leader and the commander of earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world for him, for man, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorified man above all other creatures. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you to live a happy life. Therefore, he says in the Quran, استجيبوا لله والرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. Answer the call of Allah and the Prophet when it comes to them telling you to that which brings you to life. Therefore, we say, the body of a human being and the safety of this human being ensures that we will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that he wants us to do. So when a person is fully safe, fully healthy, his body functioning normally, then obviously he can do the actions and the acts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to do. Therefore, it becomes sort of a formula, a law of life, that in order for you to do all your activities, be it spiritual or be it materialistic, that you need to have what? A healthy body and a healthy mind. From here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, "An-ni'matan al-machulatan," two blessings that no one cares about, that everyone ignores, and that is safety. And then we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to worshipping him, he wants a person to be in a state of contentment, a state of tranquility, a state of peace. Because if a person not at peace, or he's troubled, or he's sad, or he's upset, or he's emotional, whatever the case might be, he will have a problem in trying to concentrate in trying to do the acts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to do. So anything that causes the body, the physical body harm, the mental, spiritual soul of the human being, or even the emotion of a human, if these things, we cause them harm, then in fact, we are doing haram. Because self-harm is considered to be from the acts that Allah deemed haram. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا تَلْقُوا بِأَنفُسِكُمْ فِي التَّهْلُكَ. Do not throw yourselves in harm's way. From here, we have many ahadith that talks about protecting oneself and the importance of it when it comes to, you know, trying to protect it. Not only to throw it in harm's way, but to protect it. And even when it comes to protecting the body parts, we see that the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, they went into details. For example, if you read Risalat al-Huquq for Al-Imam al-Sajjad alayhi as-salam, you see that he says that the eyes have a right, the legs have a right, the hands have a right, private parts have a right, your whole body has a right. So before you use it, you need to make sure that you know what you should do with it. Let us take a break and we continue right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه. چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book, مفاتیح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون دماغ و سواب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم سواب داره. دعا هم داره سواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
We were looking at how important it is for me and you to protect our body, to make sure that no harm comes to our body, our spirit, and our mind, and even our emotional state. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He draws the line when it comes to us and harming our body by saying that your body is a vehicle. Your body is a vehicle that you borrowed for a short time, that it has a due date where you need to return it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects me and you to take extreme care of this vehicle and give it back at a time it was due. Imagine this gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we call the body. If I give it to Allah damaged, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surely will question me for this damage. It's a rental and it is an amana, a trust. Therefore, Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Ma'arij, verse 32, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَتِهِمْ وَأَهَدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Those, when it comes to their amana, they keep it safe and they give it back. They're trustworthy. So when it comes to our hearing, it's an amana, it's a trust. When it comes to our sight, it's a trust, it's an amana as well. When it comes to our tongues, they are a trust as well. When it comes to our hearts, it's also a trust. And the hadith says, he is not trustworthy when it comes to an amana, the covenant between him and Allah, then obviously he has no iman. From here, we get to see the multiple number of hadiths, narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt that talks about the protection of oneself. For example, a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam talking to Amir al-Mu'mineen. And he says, Ya Ali, man taraka al-khamr lighayrillah saqahu Allah min al-rahiq al-makhtum. Whoever leaves alcohol, does not consume alcohol, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a drink from heaven. And Amir al-Mu'mineen says, لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ, not for Allah. How is that so? Because you're supposed to leave drink or alcohol for the sake of Allah. Then the Prophet says, نَعْمْ وَاللَّهْ مَنْ تَرَكَهَا صِيَانَةً لِنَفْسِهِ يَشْكُرُهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. Whoever leaves alcohol just for the sake of his health, for the sake of protecting himself, Allah will thank him for it. So sometimes a person leaves alcohol for the sake of Allah, and sometimes he leaves it for the sake of his health. The Prophet says, even if a person leaves alcohol to protect himself, as in his physical body, from harm, from the dangers of alcohol, Allah will thank him for such a thing. Now, how much can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do for me and you? How much can he say just to get us to take better care of our bodies? We'll leave it here, and inshallah, we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, take care of yourselves. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.